Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's rare to find House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and President Trump in agreement, but they are in agreement when it comes to Chinese tech giant Huawei Technologies. Tom Rivers is joining us this morning. Huawei, Tom, is seen as a rising threat to world order.
Well, that's according to Mike Pompeo and Nancy Pelosi. They're trying to convince other European countries not to buy in to Huawei's 5G high-tech technology, as various countries look to upgrade their wireless networks. And some of the countries are buying into that argument about security and backdoors into various files. Others are just going to say Huawei is by far more advanced than anything America or Britain can produce right now. And they're going to go with them, and they're more cost-effective. Britain, for instance, basically cut a deal with Huawei now saying you can do a 5G network for non-core components of the wireless network, and the more sensitive stuff we're going to have to farm out to somebody we can trust in the West to do that. So, yeah, I think, Pelosi and Pompeo's arguments are going to really, they're on the losing side of the argument as far as it goes over here. Ultimately, people are going to go with Huawei because they're good at what they do, and it's a lot cheaper than what anything in the West can eventually come up with.
Yeah, well, Huawei can do it cheaper than ever, but over here the argument is basically that Huawei, the Chinese government, they're one and the same. It's basically as if you're telling the Chinese government to set up your 5G network.
That's what they're saying. That is the argument. Of course, Western companies may have their own backdoors for intelligence in the West as well to get into their systems. If they're staring at Huawei, they may not know how to get in. And, of course, they're really leaning, the U.S. is leaning on the Five Eyes, the kind of the English-speaking countries on the planet to throw their weight around and try to, if you will, stiff-arm Huawei. And as I said at the top, Britain certainly is buying into just part of the argument. They're going to have Huawei doing some of the 5G work that's going to be going on here for the next couple of years.
It's almost as if over here the argument is, you know, who do you trust more, China or the Jeff Bezoses of the world?
Well, I guess so. Or maybe the argument over here is Jeff Bezos and the U.S. government probably are in lockstep, and we're going to go with Huawei because they do a better job right now. Maybe not in top 5-10 years, but they certainly are head and shoulder above what the West is doing right now.
Tom, thanks. Tom Rivers at the Foreign Desk.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.